What's up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Hopefully everybody's had a great week of positive vibes as always, right, baby?
Yeah.
Are you high and right?
I'm high and right.
Is the nation out there high and right?
They better be.
They better be.
And it's chopped out, I hope.
Yeah, we hope everybody had a great week last week, too, also. I know everybody's probably getting over the turkey hangover, eggnog hangover.
I made some badass eggnog.
Yeah, everybody was tearing that shit up but me.
Yeah. And you could have tore it up.
I didn't want that, man. You keep telling me that, and you think you know my anatomy more than I know my own anatomy.
There was nothing in there that was bad for you. It was all...
It has nothing to do with that. It's about what your stomach can handle.
It would have been good for you.
Yeah, okay. Eggnog would have been good for me.
It was dairy-free.
Yeah,
and? It was great for me.
But you had the non-alcoholic version.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you didn't drink the rum one.
I didn't try the rum one.
Uh-huh, but that was the one that got fucking sucked up dry.
Yeah, it was. I would have probably been, woo. We don't need that at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you'll make it again at Christmas. That's why that rum is in the freezer right now.
It was very good. It turned out amazing. It was just great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How did you enjoy Thanksgiving last week?
It was fun. It turned out good.
Tell everybody what we did.
We went to my uncle's.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and elaborate further.
We get there at noon. We're supposed to eat at 1.
They acted like black people.
We didn't even eat until 3. And they said, fuck the prayer. They just went and ate.
Yeah, it wasn't no prayer. It's just like, yo, food's ready. Everybody was like, straight to the motherfucking kitchen to that bitch.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we supposed to eat at noon. That shit wasn't ready till after 3.
Yeah, it was so funny.
That was funny as hell.
Yeah,
we pulled up to the house because he'd been working on his house. He's been building his house out there on the property, your uncle.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It is coming along. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
And here's my problem with the house. Huh. You're supposed to be wanting to push your kids out of the house, not keep them in the damn house. What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
Explain it.
So strange.
Defend it, honey.
I don't know. He wants him out. My aunt wants to keep him there. My niece, she's trying to find a house to buy.
She should. She got a whole bunch of money saved up.
Yeah, she tried to buy 3 houses so far, and all of them gotten taken from under her.
I wonder how, because her mother happens to be a wink wink real estate agent.
Yeah, she's not on the ball.
You gotta outsmart your mama.
I love you to death, Jenny. Just a little slow.
That outsmart your mama.
So, she's trying. She's licking, and I don't know. She'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in a hurry either.
Yeah,
none of them in a hurry.
The way that house is getting constructed, I bet she ain't in a hurry.
Nobody's in a hurry.
Yeah. But we did have a good time. Kyle got a flat tire out there.
Yeah.
Well, not a flat tire. He had a nail in his tire.
Yeah, he had 2 nails. Dad had 1 nail. Thank God I had none.
Yeah, that's what happens when you construct in a house.
I thought I was going to get stuck. It was muddy as hell. It was raining. And I go sliding and just spinning out. I was like, oh, shit, just go, 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 go. And she made it through.
Yep.
Man, that's horrible.
Hey, man, our car is a Titan.
She still looks dirty.
Yep. Yep. So does my truck.
My black car looks white.
So does my truck.
But it was a good time. We got Poppy in the car.
Yep.
He did pretty good. He got there. We finally got him set down to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And
it took all those men to get him in the house.
Yeah, it's a job.
Yeah, it is.
And all he kept screaming for was more eggnog.
Yeah, eventually he got to the point where we were sitting down at the dinner table. he kept trying to ask because, you know, he is a stroke victim and his words don't come out, you know, the way they're supposed to. But it was kind of funny the way he reacted to you. And then he said, well, then God dang it, go in there and give me some more. And you acting all fucking sad like he offended you or something. Like, I know he was talking shit and being funny. And then, well, damn it, to fill my shit back up.
Right. That's what he was saying. It's empty.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun Thanksgiving. What was your favorite, how do I put this? What was your favorite side dish or main dish or anything from last week's Thanksgiving? What was your favorite? I got a feeling what you might say, but...
Well, it'd be either the ham or my salad. I made this badass salad. It was great.
That salad was good. Go ahead and break it down to people what we put in that salad, though. It was really good.
I just did... I took the tomato and cucumber salad recipe. Mm-hmm. I took that recipe is what I did. I built from that. I added zucchini. Because I'm on a zucchini kick.
Yeah, you definitely
knew it was so fucking awesome.
It's like a whole new vegetable. Like, I never knew zucchini existed, and it's so good.
And so I added zucchini, and then I added my salad dressing. I don't like using olive oil, so I use sunflower oil.
Mm-hmm. Which is debatable that I talked about recently. Mm-hmm. That sunflower oil is actually not good for you, but it is good for you. Like, everybody has their opinions on what the fuck's going on.
It's good for you.
Anyway, we made it with sunflower oil.
Everything is, you know, in moderation. Hello.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, come on. So I've had some garlic, some fresh garlic infusing in some honey.
Mm-hmm.
For past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I used those in it, and I minced those up and got them in there.
You got people taking notes right now.
Take notes. Because this shit is fire. And then I put my seasoning in it, some lemon juice, and then paprika, whatnot. But what set that whole thing off was that garlic infused honey.
Yeah.
I mean, you got this sweet and then spicy, and it was just, I don't know. It was like a really good, just all together. I still think there's something missing, and I got to figure out what that would be. I don't know if it's something missing that's in the dressing part or something missing in the vegetable part.
In the salad part, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can figure it out. That's what experimenting in the kitchen is for.
I know. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely, you know, infuse you some garlic and some honey. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm like, eat one of those a day. It'll boost your immune system too.
Well, so, just eating a garlic clove?
In the honey.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what's kind of funny? Because
if you even think back to when we were kids and stuff like that, how old heads would be around us, even though we become an old heads, mm-hmm. would smell like garlic.
Yeah.
You know, smell like, I'm like, man, that smells awful. But then you understand what it actually does for you, how it makes you feel. And it's like, shit, I don't give a fuck what I smell like. I feel amazing. Yeah. Don't be that close to me then. Get the fuck away from me then.
Right.
Yeah, but I figured you would bring up the ham, too, and it was kind of funny because when we was even working, or not working on the ham, but your aunt, she thought the ham was started in the fucking oven.
I know, and I was like...
She had me read the packaging for the glaze.
I turned around, and I'm like, Janie, the oven's not on.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, it is.
And then she was like, oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she had me in there because I was asking her. I was like, do you need some help? She's like, can you read this packaging for me? And I could barely even read it because they put that stupid shit on some damn fucking looking like some...
I know. Bling.
Yeah. Some P. Diddy Mace fucking back in the late 90s suits. That shit was just fucking refracting light like a mug. You couldn't read that shit. I'm like, damn, this shit says... 450. Set the oven to 450. That was like the second instruction on the damn instructions, and the oven wasn't on.
No,
but, but then turn around, that ham was fucking slamming. It like, so that, I told her that at the table, too. I was like, that ham is slamming.
It was good.
Yeah, because that turkey was dry. It was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot it straight. Woo, man, that turkey was dry and boring.
I'm going to have to make a turkey one day for him.
Yeah, they ain't ready for that.
Probably not.
And then they're going to be like, so when we coming over? When we coming over? But yeah, hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
With family, friends, and loved ones. Hopefully you reached out to people if you're going through some dismal, dark times or going through hard times this holiday season. We definitely understand how that goes too, if you're missing certain family, friends, and loved ones. So hopefully you guys had a good time. Hopefully you took advantage of it, took that to go plate, wrapped that shit up in some aluminum foil, and said, I'll see y'all later.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all later.
Yeah.
You know what we should do this week, honey? Because you know what? Season 3 is coming to a conclusion very soon. 2020 is upon us. 2020 is definitely a big year coming up.
Yeah.
Definitely a big year. With the elections and all kind of shit going on here in the U.S. of A.
All this.
Yeah, and you know, shit, it's contract years and some people's form of work.
Union.
And, and all that kind of shit. Yeah, but I'm lumped into that, you know, for a lot of people that are out here. Lumped into that situation, too, with contract years coming up. But you know what we should do?
What?
We should go ahead and just talk about some taboo things. Let's just talk about some taboo shit.
Oh, that's not what I was going
to
do.
But what do you want to do? We don't have to do taboo things.
Okay.
What do you want to bring up?
Well, we discussed that we was going to talk on a previous episode.
You remember what number it was?
No. The fuck? I'm not in control of that shit. Look it up.
No, go ahead, baby.
Anyways, Frank,
what are we doing?
About when about relationships.
Yes, we on the same page.
We're on relationships.
Yeah.
We talked about when I was sick, so we need to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And with the seasons and the holidays coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And
these holidays are here. Yeah. Shit. There's only one more left. Well, actually, two. Christmas and New Year's. Yeah.
How everything affects
what?
Each other.
And moods and.
As individuals and as a whole.
Okay.
Making it through that. Not only, you know, with that, also money. Money comes into, you know.
Oh, man. I know a lot of people. Man, Black Friday last
especially
week.
With. The holidays and whatnot.
Walmart is still a zoo. It's still a damn zoo.
But all of that intertwines into, you know, how relationships can pull through. You just have to work through. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, so let's go.
Okay. So when we met.
Yeah.
Prior to us meeting, I had a procedure done.
You had wet thong, too, when you met me, though.
Yeah, because it turned out, yeah, true.
Had a wet thongy.
True statement.
I'm kidding.
I don't know.
All right, but this is serious.
Anyways.
Yeah, this is serious.
Anyways.
I'm going to still crack jokes, but it's serious.
I'll crack your joke.
Damn. So, that's my girl.
I had a procedure done.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have any more kids. I didn't have the tubal ligation, which I should have done. If I was just fucking smart. But anyways, I had another procedure done instead because my doctor was like, yo, you know, this is like really cool. And you only have to be off work one day instead of 3 weeks. And shit, you're good to go. And I'm like, I ain't got no time off. We're good to go.
And what year was this? And by the way, hold on, I'm going to put a bookmark right there now. Did you say yo? That don't sound like you at all.
Well, anyways, it was me back then.
Okay, so what year? Okay, so what year was this?
It's like 04.
Yeah.
So went in and had this, you know, fast procedure done, and So fast forward.
To
my,
what year?
Well, my doctor, for one, said, there is no side effects to this. This is like amazing thing ever.
Yeah, it's so like I'm revolutionary like, okay, for the time, you know, and all that bullshit.
This is fucking badass. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what it is, guys. I'm sorry. Mm. Legal reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, this is, you know, great on all aspects. I can never get pregnant again. I'm like,
the concept of it, when I sit back and look at it, you
it's
know,
pretty
the concept
fucking badass.
Was like, damn, that is some Alienware type shit.
Yeah. Like, but the concept's badass, but it's totally not cool.
And it totally don't surprise me that you, and I've told you this over the years, like, it doesn't surprise me that you would go with some kind of abstract, crazy-ass method.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. One day off work. Come on, people. Versus 3 weeks and a lot of pain.
And you know what's so fucked up about that is you had to, all you could think about was one day off of work because of why?
Because I had to work.
Yeah, because somebody else in the relationship at the time wasn't, in the marriage, I should say, wasn't working like
no,
they were supposed to be.
No, he was laid off. I went back to work.
Yeah, laid off. Anyway.
So, or I got called back.
Uh-huh.
From then on, I really didn't have much side effects.
Yeah.
I mean, I did. I had a runny nose nonstop. I thought I'm allergic to Kansas. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that interruption, ladies and gentlemen. We had two brothers knock on the door looking for our son from the U.S. Army.
They need him.
Yep.
Okay, so.
But you were talking about you didn't have much side effects.
So I didn't have really any side effects except for I had a nonstop running nose. Mm-hmm. I thought I just became completely allergic to Kansas. I'm like, that's just
allergic
screw it.
To Kansas.
I am allergic to everybody here. I couldn't go anywhere.
You wasn't allergic enough. Obviously, you rubbing on some strange, light-skinned, bronze, sexy-ass nigga's knee.
Is that what it is? So.
Allergic, huh?
Yeah. I just assumed that that's just what it was. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah. And then years later, you thought you thought you had a brain tumor. That's why your nose was running.
There was no side effects. None. Okay. So,
man.
Then I thought I had a brain tumor and just, you know, it's just dripping from, you know, my brain.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
That could be the only solution.
Goofy shit you was on.
So then I hit 30.
So then you hit 30.
So I hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've already had it in me probably 6-7 years. I hit 30. And shit went sideways. Upside down. I don't care which way. It went wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything went wrong that could go wrong. And then it just went downhill from there.
Your periods and everything was all fucked
everything.
Up.
Everything was bad.
Yeah,
everything was bad. Everything hurt. My entire body hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I did was bad.
I'm sure a lot of women, especially right now, is thinking like, what the fuck kind of procedure did you get done? I'm telling you, some Area 51 shit.
Yeah.
Remember, she's the odd one.
I am the odd one. So... we met, before I hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was like as soon as we met, shit went downhill.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Right. Oh, shit. Maybe it wasn't because I hit 30.
Oh, man, here we go. Was my dinkle tainted?
Maybe. So,
I wouldn't doubt it when some of them hoes I was messing with.
A lot of things.
I'm just do it.
Right.
What?
So there was a lot of, we went to a lot of doctor's appointments.
Yes.
My doctor even at one point told me, you know, it's just your age. So I was like,
I remember when he said that.
Fuck.
I remember when
he
said that.
Which really hit me because I really thought I hit 30, fucking shit just goes downhill, and life is over and I'm going to hit 40 and I'm going to be halfway in the grave already. I'm like, this is not cool. And I would ask, could this be what you put in me?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no.
No, no.
No. No. But, but I would use protection because.
You could still get pregnant even though you were reassured that
and
you couldn't.
And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. And what did I tell you in around that time period? That was a few years back. And I told you that twins and triplets run in my family.
And the funny thing is, and I was like, so I freaked all the time. Because the funny thing is, one of the side effects was the feeling of being pregnant. My boobs would swell.
This woman
I would
sent
go
me
into
to,
all this shit.
This woman sent me to Walgreens years ago to get a pregnancy test, and I'm like, this will be some bullshit with your alien hardware inside of your gut on some Iron Man shit.
Right.
And you are pregnant.
We're fucked.
At the time, like
they're
a
fucked,
motherfucker.
I'm fucked. Everybody's fucked.
And you even told me, if I'm pregnant with twins, you better go away for 9 months. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I'm like, damn, that's every fucking dude's dream come true.
Yo.
All right, I'm out then. Fuck it.
You can have two and I'll pick one
I
like.
No. But anyway. So, but yeah, one of the side effects is making you feel like you were pregnant. And there's only been a couple of times.
It was only a couple times.
Yeah, it was a couple times.
It would be, I wouldn't get my period.
Yeah.
Or.
It was late.
I always had morning sickness.
The other one was when
sickness.
You were late.
I always had morning sickness. Yeah. I had morning sickness since, I don't remember. I don't remember
if
that,
it
was morning.
You said ever since you had Janae.
Seeing that's where I don't know. Mm-hmm. If it's since I had Janae or if it's since I got those in, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you got those in shortly thereafter.
So I just assumed Janae did all it to me.
3 years later. Yeah, she did it all to you. No, she's doing it all to us now.
Right. She's making me pull my hair out.
Uh-huh.
So all that was going on, and I'm like, what can I do? I mean, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always frustrated. I'm always depressed.
Yeah.
Because
it was bad.
It was eating me.
Yeah.
And our relationship did take a strain.
Yeah. It was about 4 years ago.
Because it's like
it was 4 years ago.
This stuff's going to me and I can't prove it.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, you're fine. Everything's fine. The only thing that comes back is your high white blood cell count. Was it.
We went to multiple, appointments together. And I went with you to 98% of the appointments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 98% of the appointments, because even I was thinking, I mean, I wasn't sure what you were feeling and what you were going through, but us living together, I knew something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And something was going on. And then as you were just talking about, and it coalesced into where you got to the point to me, like, I don't even know who the fuck you are right now, but I'm out. And it got to that point. Mm-hmm. It got that bad where I said, you know what? I did. I came in this house. I grabbed my clothes and my little bit of bullshit at the time. And I said, you know what? I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I left.
Yep.
I left her ass. Mm-hmm. I sure the fuck did. You know what? And it hurt
me. I think I kicked you out.
No, you thought you was, but you were.
I did.
Because
I kicked him out because the kids were crying at me to let you back in.
No, but that was after the fact. But what led up to this, I know you being funny too, but.
That is.
No, I know. That's what was going through your head at the time too. But what led up to that was the fact that your symptoms had you to a point to where you were so damn negative and so damn down and so damn depressed and just saying, fuck the world and fuck everybody, fuck you.
And it wasn't me. It was my entire body. It was like it was rotting inside.
Yeah.
It was like it was eating itself.
And I was trying to understand.
I was sleeping.
Because I just didn't understand.
I ended up sleeping about 18 hours a day.
You were
and
sleeping
I was
all the time. And yeah, and I
couldn't
like,
get unexhausted.
Yeah,
I
didn't
like,
know.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't get up. I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do anything. And then it came to a point where my body did give out. I hemorrhaged. And they had to rush me in for emergency hysterectomy.
Yep. And, you know, right before that, just to kind of back it up a little bit, with the whole me packing my stuff and mm-hmm. leaving, it was along that same time, too, where I was talking about, actually, it was before that when I was like, and I just talked about this a few episodes ago when, you know, you used to being the kind of the breadwinner of the house and, you know, you used to just having that money. Like I, when you check your male ego, like, yeah, I always got that. Like everything that could have went wrong in a relationship from individually and together was what was going on. I was broke as a motherfucking joke. I was already in my own fucking head of like, damn, I'm used to having money. I'm used mm-hmm. to, you know, having this X amount of dollars and commas in the bank and all this other stuff at the time. Mm-hmm. And then all this other stuff was going on with you and your physicalities and your health and all that. And it was just a nightmare and a whirlwind mm-hmm. of a year. And it got to the point that, and you may not see it from the perspective on the outside looking in, because everybody's in their own head mm-hmm. and everybody sees things through their own vision, especially during that time. But hindsight's always 20/20. But anyway, it was so bad. I called my bro and had him come through and get me that night, the night that I knew, like, yo, whatever the fuck is going on with you, I don't know what the fuck it is, but I can't do this anymore. And even my bro was making comments of like, that shit sounds hateful. It sounds nasty. It sounds mean. Like, I don't know, bro. What I'm like, man, I don't know either. And I just didn't know how to talk, but I was heartbroken about it. Mm-hmm. I was definitely heartbroken about it. And I knew it wasn't you because I kept telling you that, like, this is not you. This is not you. What is going on? This is not you. But we didn't actually pinpoint it to that mm-hmm. until you had to have the emergency hysterectomy and stuff right. like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man. That was tough. That was tough. You know, people think that, you know, being together for 10 years, yeah. Yeah, that's a great accomplishment for us. And mm-hmm. we hope to continue on, you know, for years to come. But you're going to have your fucking ups and downs. You're going to have your uppercuts, lefts, mm-hmm. rights, a kick to the liver, all kind of shit in any kind of relationship that you're in.
Yep.
You're going to have those, whether it's, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, is always a constant battle. Always a constant battle. But when we figured out that, I mean, shit, just even seeing the sonogram and seeing how you were leaking and everything else, like, that shit was freaking me the fuck out. Like, what the fuck, man?
Right. And then they couldn't find it again. No. That looked like a goddamn. I looked like a goddamn octopus within my goddamn stomach.
But listen, the main thing about that too, man.
And then octopus. They're like, "Oh, we don't know what that is," and send me home, okay? Yeah. I can't be mad at doctors. They're humans. Mm-hmm. They're idiots just like the rest of us.
Yeah, they're thinking about their golf trip and the 7 fucking child support paychecks they pay every month and all that other shit.
Oh, that's what they're doing, man. Poor people don't have no common sense to save their lives.
Man. But yeah, that was a tough time in our relationship. But I mean, it was a struggle. It was more than a struggle. It damn near broke us.
Yeah, it did. Almost break us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I said, you know.
And that's why the kids call crying, telling you to let me back in.
it's always, you know, when you guys are down. I mean, we have several couples that we're friends with that, you know, are going through, you know, similar situations where their partner is sick and really sick.
And not even just sick. I mean, and sick is actually a broad term that you could use, because even I've been thinking about it on the aspect of just even being despondent or kind of standoffish or, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to know what your significant other is going through. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to know what they're going through.
But that's what I say. It's a lot of it is from what we went through. So a lot of it is just patience. A lot is just patience and just wanting to listen.
Yep. And it gets tested.
Oh, it gets
tested. It definitely gets tested.
So you're going to have to just sit back and just let it go mm-hmm. and just ride.
But you know what? Sometimes that's easier said than done, though, man.
Right.
It's easier said than
done. Put your hot-headedness away because you don't need it. Not in those moments.
Well, I mean, but like it just kind of corresponds back to what I was just saying just a little bit ago with, you know, you might be going through certain things. You know, financially, you might not feel secure.
Around this
you
time
might not
is
feel secure,
hard.
Especially during this. Exactly. Especially
people
during.
People don't need presents. They need your presence.
That's some bullshit. I like what you bought me. My presence, my ass. Let me just show up and not show up with nothing. What am I going to do? Come through with a bow around my neck? Like, this is what you get. See how you glared at me? I should pull the phone out right now. No, but you're right, though. You're right. I have to throw some comic relief into it, too, honey. Sometimes. Shit.
Shame on you.
Ain't no shame on me. You know you would like a bow around my penis.
Well, that's free. Yes.
Oh, it's free, huh?
Yeah. You better make the bow out of something that we already got.
Oh, no. But you're right, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely right. You don't have to have presents. You don't have to go all out. You ain't got to do any of that stuff, man. Long as you're there for each other, especially with, you know, the conversation that we're having right now. Long as you're mm-hmm. there for each other and you look out for each other, and whether you're struggling together or whether you're in a good place together right now, because life is full of peaks and valleys. I know that's cliche to say, but it's true. You definitely have your ups and downs. Yeah.
The one thing that I've read recently that I really, really, really like is that God's best thing that he ever gave you was free will, which is to you can make your own decisions.
That's kind of debatable.
Oh, no. Free will is just amazing.
Yes.
You can make your own decisions.
Break down free will.
You can do anything. I choose to pick this drink up.
I choose to rub on his knee.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to ask who was he and send him his number. Send him my number.
That was my free will to do, and that was a good free will choice.
Yo, but just kind of circle it back around a little bit, too. When you have the emergency hysterectomy, for the listeners that are listening right now, Gina is a go type of person. To the point where she even drove me fucking nuts.
I used to sleep like 2 hours a night.
Like, literally.
I'm like, I could not shut the world away.
Yeah, like, she would tell me after I get off a long ass shift, you go home, take a nap, and I'm coming to pick you up. Like, damn, what? What? No, I gotta work tomorrow. Bullshit, she'd be right there. I'm still wiping eye boogies out my eyes. Like, what are we doing?
Spending time together.
That sounds evil. I wish people could see you. 2020 is upon us. Go have some upgrades.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was just, I don't know.
It was what?
I liked that. I liked the go.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can't.
Yeah.
My repercussions. From my
the
decisions.
Residual, yeah, it's just the residual side effects.
Is insane. I mean, I have fibro. I have migraines that are daily. They're not here and there sporadic. They're daily.
Yeah.
I have headaches daily. I have body aches that are just excruciating. Well, but I still go. I still get up. I still do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But
your energy, your energy has definitely changed a lot.
Yeah, my energy has changed. I have to have sleep. I have to have, my best is 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, right now I'm only getting 7, but.
But that's great because that's going to actually ward off dementia and Alzheimer's.
I know, but I need more sleep for my body feel okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not me. I mean, I sleep. Shut my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm asleep.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, that's you and the kids. Yeah, y'all sleep, man. And I'm a light sleeper, and I envy that with y'all, man.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My phone tells me I'm light sleeping all night long, and I'm like, really?
It was kind of funny. Speaking of a Thanksgiving moment, while we was in the back part of the house, in the apartment part of the house, at your uncle's Thanksgiving, Kyle just pops out of nowhere, looks at his wrist, and says, why is my watch telling me I need to breathe? Shit, I was like, well, then breathe, motherfucker. Right. Come on, son. Shit.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
He must be like me. I forget to breathe.
Yeah. You said it in a recent episode just recently when you did the intro, finally. Can I breathe now? Your Fitbit should be telling you.
I did. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll be just watching TV, and then I'll hear you say, you need to breathe now.
Yeah, I tell her all the time, ladies and gentlemen. I tell her all the time. Like, are you going to breathe? Because we'd be watching maybe an epic scene and something that we're watching or something like that in a movie or a series. I'm like, you can breathe now.
Oh, okay.
It's a good impression of you.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I mean, when you're going through tough times in a relationship, it does take a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage, too, especially if you believe in your significant other.
Yeah.
Especially if you really believe in your significant other and you know that they have the power and the capabilities to pull through whatever it is they're going through.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. It's definitely not easy. It's definitely not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but if you really believe in your significant other, and whether they're going through tough times, like we're talking about just on the holiday season right now, and, you know, feeling financially inferior or insuperior and all that other shit, that shit don't fucking matter. No. None of that shit fucking matters.
If you can't keep that person's spirits uplifted and encouraged, and you want to do that, then you need to jump out that relationship because you don't need to be there.
Yeah. But you know what? It's kind of, but that's also, that's a double-edged sword too.
Why?
Because
you want, that's your best friend. Why wouldn't you want to always support your best friend?
Because if both of you were down, for instance, right? If both of you are down and in the dumps and, you know, not feeling the most positive in your life, in whatever particular space and time that you're in at that time, that's not easy to do. If both of you are down and both of you are feeling negative about things and stuff like that, and it's hard to muster up that energy to, you know, keep your significant other boosted up and motivated when you don't have that in yourself. So it starts with yourself, in my opinion, too. You got to motivate and boost yourself first because if you ain't got your own shit together, how the hell are you going to help somebody else get their shit together?
Well, I don't know. I help everybody, no matter how drained I am. So that's just, that's well, you. Baby,
that's your big heart. Maybe that is me.
Yeah.
Maybe that is me. I mean, I know that's me. I'm just,
I'm strange. I'm Rod, remember?
No, that's not, no. Don't do that. But you know what I'm saying, though, at the same time, because oftentimes a lot of people feel like the person that they're with is responsible for their happiness. And that's not fucking true to me at all.
Oh, no.
That has never been true to me.
You have to make your own happiness.
Yeah, you have to at least have, like, I mean, just going back to what we were just saying, I know we're kind of talking in circles a little bit, but having your certain level of patience, having your certain level of confidence, your certain level of compassion and responsibility towards your significant other, it starts with making sure you're straight first. Because if you're not straight and you're not clear-headed and you're not focused, how in the hell are you going to have a conversation with your significant other? How are you going to sit back and, you know, spit advice to your significant other if you don't even know what the fuck you're doing? If you ain't got your own psyche together, if you ain't got your own thoughts straight, you can't. I'm telling you right now, there's no way in hell you can do it. No way in hell you could do it. And that's why Gina is definitely my chess piece of a challenge for the rest of my life. Because she helps everybody regardless of how she feeling.
Yeah.
No, baby, but I'm serious. You got to definitely look in the mirror, because anytime you start to feel like you having turmoil and the energy maybe not right at home and stuff like that, you got to look in the mirror first, period. You have to look in the mirror, because if you don't, you're just going to walk around oblivious like, oh, well, that's just that person. That's just my significant other. That's my wife. That's my husband. That's my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. That's just them. They need to work that shit out. And they need to figure it out. No, no, motherfucker. Look in the mirror first. Because if you're going to be a motivating factor, if you guys are best friends and if you're teammates and if you are living this life in collusion with each other, then...
honey, that's a person that's not a teammate.
That's what?
That's a person that's already not a teammate and they're not best friends.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, then obviously you know what you need to do at that point. But a lot of people, if they want to stick around and put up with that bullshit, that's their own problem. I get that. But a lot of people that listen to us, they understand, because it's out there in our description on the podcast and stuff like that, that we've been together 10 years and we're just 2 months away from 11 years. 11 years together. So if you feel yourself in that situation and shit is not changing and shit's not getting better and they're, you know, hey, I mean, then you have to individually figure out what you need to do for yourself at the end of the day. And if you have kids and everything else involved, you definitely have to consider it on another level at that point.
Hmm.
You have to consider it on another level. But a lot of people do just fall into that trap of thinking that somebody is responsible for their happiness and for their security and all that. Like, no, you both should be on that same page of thinking of each other's happiness and security and working on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not easy, especially, you know, in these times. It's just not.
No.
And money ain't everything, especially during this Christmas season right now. It's definitely not.
No.
It's always the little things that count.
DIY your shit.
And you know what? Some of the best things you've ever done is the little things you've done for me. It's the little things. I've always told you that. It's never been the elaborate stuff and the X amount of dollars you spend on something. It's always the little gestures that you do that I just get the most excited about. I really do. I get the most, and you know I do. I get the most excited about, like, why is he so? Well, okay. Like, baby, that is badass. Hell yeah. That is so fucking cool. You know, and you know it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't the elaborate stuff, and it ain't vacations, and, you know, all this other vehicles, and
I
went and bought you a $10,000. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Mm-mm.
It ain't about that. Now, if you got it like that, do it. Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Because if we had it like that, I ain't doing it.
No, I wouldn't let you. What the fuck?
I'm definitely not doing that shit. Hell no.
We don't got time for that.
No, man, because we both just simple people. We don't. We ain't trying to be flashy and elaborate or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we do like to live comfortably and nice. Don't get it twisted. But
you think this is comfortably and nice?
Hell yeah.
This is just homey.
Yeah. Homely. Homely looking.
I call it homey.
Hey man, this is us. This is ours. This is, you know what? And I appreciate it.
Right.
I appreciate the fuck out of it.
I do too.
I look forward to coming home every day and I don't leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Yeah. We got plans in the future and stuff like that, of course. But yeah, I mean, one of the main things that we want people to take away from this particular podcast is what, babe?
I would say
because we patient. Went a little deep on them. Went a little deep. The patience.
Be patient.
Yeah.
And listen. Definitely listen again.
Yeah.
And a lot of things right now are, you know, with all these autoimmune diseases, you know, people, they're not out in the open.
They're not detectable.
They're, you know.
A lot of things are not
we
detectable.
We just feel them, but you can't see them. Mm. And it's not fair. So just be patient. Because, I mean, it's not fun.
Well, a lot of people also self-inflict a lot of things upon themselves, too. But at the end of the day, it's still what you're saying, though.
And
you know,
dude,
not just autoimmune diseases. It could be addictions. It could be, you know, a lot of things that you might be struggling with out there, people.
And do your research. find, you know, people to talk to. Mm-hmm. Find other options.
It doesn't make you weak.
No.
It actually makes you stronger because you've taken the responsibility upon yourself.
Your health care is to your make choice.
To make sure you're cool, you know.
So,
you
I know? Mean, like me, I could be sitting there. I could be taking all antidepressants.
Thank God you weeded that. Because your doctor tried to prescribe antidepressants.
Yes, I took them for 3 days.
Like, yeah, and I was like, no, because you were like.
I told the kids yes to everything. No did not come out my mouth. Man, those clouds were fucking talking to me. It was insane.
Yeah.
I could not keep my eyes off the clouds. It was not funny.
No, it wasn't. And at that time, within those
scared.
2-3 days, I was like,
everything was so slow.
But I let you try it though, because I was like, okay, let's see how that was going to make you feel. And that, ironically, that was still around that same time.
Fucked.
Yeah, man. And that shit was not funny to me at all.
Oh my God. Because I was like, there's got to be a better way.
You were a fucking walking dead zombie. And I was like, no. No, 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 no.
I was like, yeah. Sure, go ahead.
And that explains why they are the way they are now.
For 3 days, seriously.
That's all it took. Yeah, 72 hours.
So I did my research. No, I found other alternatives that were good for me and my body. And not man-made pills.
Yeah.
There's other, you know, Sammy is an alternative, and it's also good for my joints since I have arthritis all throughout my body.
Yeah.
So it's really good for my joints.
The main thing that you deal with is your scoliosis is what you deal with.
I have severe scoliosis, yes. Mm-hmm. So that, in turn, I have...
Actually, the main thing you deal with is me.
Yeah, you.
Because you never know what I'm up to and what I'm doing because you ain't ever got to worry about a man.
Right. I just keep him healthy. But this also stemmed me into finding other routes, alternative routes. Yep. And with my plants, it turned me into being the herbalist that I am now.
Yeah, hence the greenhouse and everything.
Learning my new, you know, learning all the plants, learning.
Going to the Mother Earth Fair.
Yeah, just being able to incorporate what God given us or what is on our earth that is good for us that we can take that, you know,
won't harm us. Going to be beneficial without the bullshit.
Because me and side effects, man. Side effects.
Speaking of side effects, the spit screen about here, Gina, her spit screen.
Yeah, my side effect right now is fucking with me.
I'm gonna kick your ass, woman.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Yeah. But, see, if I take anything, my side effects for what I take it can be crucial.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
because you have a sensitivity to things that is out of this world.
Oh, crazy.
Out of this world.
Crazy. Tell that story. Oh, I had to go out of nowhere. I got fluid in my lungs.
Oh,
out of
my
nowhere.
Goodness, man. You want to bring this story
how it
up?
Got there,
this is a way to end a podcast.
I don't fucking
definitely.
Know, right? How it got there, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, she has pneumonia. No, she doesn't. Well, yeah, she does. No, she doesn't.
You kept
well,
saying
I don't
your
know
lung hurt.
Did.
You kept saying it's
no,
hard. It hurt
I
to
just
breathe.
Had a,
it hurt
I
to breathe.
I had a pain in there. I was like, I was screaming.
Damn, how
it
long
hurt
ago was
so
that?
Bad.
Fucking 9 years.
I think
years?
It was 2010.
Yeah, 9 years ago. Yeah.
And I was.
Yeah, I'd be on point, people.
I started screaming. Janae takes off down the
hallway. Oh, while
hallway
you were in the. This is while you were already in the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah.
Takes off down the hallway screaming, "My mommy's dying! Mm-hmm. My mommy's dying!" I was like, "Oh my God, go get her."
Yeah.
But anyways, they admitted me because they were like, "What the fuck is going on?" And I'm like, randomly out of nowhere.
There ain't no damn randomly out of nowhere.
Fluid in my lungs. I'm not sick. I have no fever, no nothing, and just.
I knew something wasn't right because you wasn't, and this was still, might be still, you know, and we kind of deduced that and narrowed it down to the fact that that alien hardware that you had in your body might have had something to do with this. I mean, that's how bad all these side effects are.
It is horrible. Yeah. So, in turn, I was in so much pain, and I can handle a lot of pain, but I couldn't breathe.
This woman can handle a lot of pain. And I what can, I mean actually, it's really by weird. That is kinky, but she can handle a lot of. Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so you wish it was like that. What the fuck, dude? So anyways, we go, or they admit me.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you have a morphine? And I'm like, shit, that I don't know, okay. Oh my God, I can't have morphine.
yeah, yes you can. That shit was funny. Because go ahead and tell the rest of the story. Because all of a sudden, I just pop up out of nowhere to use the damn phone into your damn hospital room and then leave.
To use the phone and then leave.
I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, that's some good shit. I need some of that. I was about to take that needle out your arm and stick it in mine.
They wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. I had to pee so bad. And I was either going to throw up or I was like, I don't know. I kept wanting to throw up every like 2 seconds, I thought. I don't know.
I don't know how the fuck you thought I just popped up, but you still believe that to this day. That's the hilarious part.
That's all I remember. Like all I did was come through and I come in the damn room and I pick it down and walk right out.
Yeah, I pick up the damn phone to call my boy Young C at the studio and I just leave. Like what the fuck? I was there for like 5 hours, people. 5 freaking hours.
And the reason why,
and I told her why.
Makes the nurses give me another fucking dose.
Yes, I did.
Like I fucking needed it.
Hell yeah, because I still had influence there.
I didn't need it. I didn't even know what was going on in the first place.
I even went down there and said, hey, yo, up here at this room. They like, all right, cool.
He said, supposedly I was arguing on the phone with my mother.
You were. I was sitting in that damn, you know them damn fake-ass lazy boys hospital rooms have people. I pulled that fucking, and I had my feet set back, and I was laid back in that damn chair, and you was on that stupid purple and black phone, that stupid phone that you had, and you was arguing with your mama about it. And I ain't gonna go into details of the shit your mom said, but that just explains a lot still.
Right?
I was there, and the sun was still up like this. It was still up, and I was there that whole fucking time. And you kept nodding in and out, in and out, in and out.
I don't know.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, don't do that.
Relationships.
Shit happens. Just go with the flow.
Man, shit. Go with the flow, huh? Yep, I know. I know. We got to wrap this up, baby.
Yes.
All right, so go ahead and plug our social medias, and we'll get the hell on out of here.
The Twitter bird.
Twitter. Where we at?
Kansas.
At IOC Podcast on Twitter, people.
That
we
too.
Can also be found at interracial underscore odd underscore couple underscore podcast on Instagram. You can email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. You can get at her at LadyN79, and you can get at me at CYPHAOMNI.
Or check out Gina Zero Kitchen on Facebook.
Hell yeah, because I seen you had that Firesider book broke out, so you got to post some of that.
I know.
Yep. But you're trying to get sick ass.
I'm not. I think it was all that wind, man.
Yeah, that wind was crazy. 60 mph gusts and shit. That's that Kansas shit.
I bet my greenhouse didn't fucking budge.
That's a fact.
That shit's a beast.
Yeah, man. But thank you, every guy. Or every guy.
Hi, every guy.
Thank you, every girl. Thank you, everybody else, and the fucking pronouns and all
we
that other shit.
We love you all.
No, but thank you, everybody, for tuning in to us this week. Hopefully, you're having a great week. Had a great weekend. Having a great weekend. Whenever you listen to us, we just hope you guys are having a great time. We hope you guys are reaching out to people. We hope you guys, you know, figure things out if you're going through tough times. And we hope you're enjoying everything in life if you're having a great time.
Always think positive.
Yep.
There's always good that's around the corner.
Yep.
Little that's or big.
Yep. Anything else?
No.
All right.
Bye, my friends.
Deuces.